And so, in 1969, I was invited to go to Ottawa and test this with the Kestrel analyzer. I had, I still have, in fact, this invention, a Tesla. Well, to shorten the story, I certainly found out what the piece of metal was using the Tesla analyzer. Another wonder is a small, portable TV machine. This TV machine could see through stone walls. In other words, like a camera, a special kind of a camera, you pointed it at a wall and it could see anything on the other side of the wall. It recorded this on a tape of some kind, and then you wind it up and you could transmit this picture which had been picked up to a stone wall and send it to a small screen. This screen of Stanford was mounted on the wall and it looked like a colored picture of some kind. I said, another tape, oil painting TV. It was operating, it's exactly what it looked like to me, because it was like a picture in a nice frame on the wall, and there were no visible wires to it. But Kessler had a small box that he was operating on the table, and as he operated this, he could change these pictures that were seemingly coming from nowhere on this frame of some kind. It looked like, as I say, it looked like an oil painting. And I have called it a oil painting TV. He had a camera with him during our trip through the bush, and he had pictures recorded of ours and the guide carrying parcels walking through the forest. And he sent this picture to this oil painting picture. And as I say, it very much resembles an oil painting because it was in color. That's the first I have heard of the TV. I remember this was in 1932. Another model is a small recording machine. Something like our modern tape recorders, but it had no moving parts. It had no tape or anything else. It simply recorded and would play back the recording at a push of a button. Just exactly like our tape recorders. But it would record for an hour or so and play back, as I said, what was recorded without the use of tape or any moving parts, whatever. There was no motor in it. Many of these ideas had been conceived by Kessler many years before, but he did not have the opportunity to develop them. And here, at Stanford, it was a beautiful place, a magnificent place, a beautiful workshop which had been constructed by Major Stanford, well equipped with almost everything you could think of. Another fearful, fantastic idea which Tesla developed at Stanford was his dark idea. Would also prevent war. But would it? I believe that it could also be used to make war. Because the equipment could be carried in an airplane and it would float over a city and put it to dark. Not a bit of light anywhere would show. This is, to me, a most fearful idea. You turn on a switch and everything goes dark. There would be no electric lights, no lights in your car, the headlights would not show. You could strike a match, it would burn, but it would not show any light. No form of light whatever, instantly, the moment the switch is closed. So then, Tesla said that if the world started and the switch was turned on, the world would not be able to continue because nobody would be able to see. I wonder what it would be. I wonder if it would ever be used. Can you imagine what would happen in a big city, say at noontime, suddenly, not a pick a leg anywhere, some would suddenly die out. Headlights, the cars would not turn on, and so it would be a terrible mess. And this apparatus, according to Tesla, could be put to work and control the whole nation, either a city or a village, town, or the whole nation, all of America, all of Canada, at the press of a button. Is it a good idea? I really don't know. Apart from the very big things used all over the world, inventions of Tesla, there are a number of little things, very important little things. For instance, the ignition system, which I believe is used in almost every car in the world. It was invented by Tesla many years ago, but certainly all the cars that I can think of use the same identical ignition system which was invented by Tesla at the beginning of the century. And no one has been able to find a better system. The speedometer, which is also used in almost every car in the world, also invented by Tesla. So was the ship's log. Most ships in the world use the Tesla log. The hydro system, that is to say, the method for driving generators to produce electricity from the waterfalls, was one of the great inventions of Tesla. The first power plant in the entire world was Niagara Falls, which was built by the Westinghouse Company in 1895. It's one of the few things which had Tesla's name on it up to recent years. Tesla also developed a number of ideas for helping overcome pain in the human being, such as sciatica, rheumatism, and all kinds of things like that. And he uses a small electrical vibrator. Another one of his great inventions was the electric car. He built the first one in 1897, and he drove from New York City to Buffalo, New York. And it had an average speed of 94 miles an hour. This car, if it was built today, would cost 1 cent a mile to operate. And it would cost practically nothing for repairs, because apart from the mechanical parts, that is to say the wheels and the steering apparatus, whatever, those are the only moving parts, the engine in this electric car is a small alternating current motor, which runs at a tremendous speed of 30,000 RPM. And this is reduced to 1800 by means of a fluid transmission, also the invention of Tesla. The whole electric car is a magnificent piece of work, and it could be put in use today and save the public hundreds of billions of dollars now wasted in gasoline and oil and spare parts. I could give a few details about this electric car. You see, it does not use a storage battery. It uses a special primary battery. And if you know anything about primary batteries, you know that the only part of a primary battery which fails is the negative plate. Any little dry cells you use for your flashlight, for instance, is the zinc, which gives way. And when that gives way, the battery goes dead. Well, now, Tesla